just looked at the regional variances, John, because we thought it was interesting. I think overall, I suppose you have to say at least the SME sector was very optimistic. And I was pleasantly surprised, actually, by the degree of optimism, particularly with uncertainty around Brexit, etc. But yeah, that was, I suppose, a bit surprising that regional variation occurred. And I do think that we probably need to have further conversation at a regional level to understand the backdrop there.
Another interesting aspect of the survey as well is the flexibility, maybe from workers working from somewhat remote locations. And again, in Connacht Ulster, there's interesting figures here.
Yeah, again, there was some regional variation. I mean, overall, I think the embracing on behalf of SMEs was low at 9%, but I think it was as low as 2% in Connacht. And you know, that's very low if you think of the general population, whereas on the employee side, across the board, more than 70% of employees felt that smart working was important to them either now or in a future role. So the issue there, I think, for small to medium-sized enterprises, particularly in the Connacht area, is attraction and retention of staff, particularly as the economy is nearing full employment. I think the unemployment rate is only 6% at the moment. So it was, again, one of the biggest challenges across the piece. So it seems to be a particular challenge in the Connacht region.
Now, as regards smart working, I suppose, without stating the obvious, one of the major infrastructures that's needed for that would be high-speed broadband. Would that be an issue?
Well, I think in terms of connectivity in general, not necessarily just high-speed broadband, but connectivity in general, it does enable, there's no doubt, smart working is enabled by a combination of connectivity, technology and culture. The organisational will, if you like, to embrace it. Interestingly enough, a lot of SMEs said they were investing in connectivity and technology, which is good.
Again, nearly 90% of the SME business owners are envisaging growth in the next 3 years. Some are planning to increase investment in technology as well. That's hugely positive, especially with all the major concerns around Brexit. How does the Connacht Ulster area stack up on those figures?
I think, again, there's a small variance, but in terms of confidence, the variance is not huge. It's only, you know, I think 6-7%, something like that. So I think, you know, the Connacht area seems to be pretty buoyant about, you know, the next 3 years as well in terms of growth.